We need to pray for our children even when they get under our skin. Paul wrote to the believers in Philippi, "I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making request for you with all joy." Philippians 1, verses 3 to 4. Does this sound like your children? Do you give thanks to God each time you think about them? Every time you pray for them, do you do so with joy? Probably not every time. And if some of your children are going through a phase where they are squabbling, fighting, or whining, you no doubt feel heavy-hearted, not joyful. Researchers have discovered that the sound of a crying baby elicits different responses from men and women. Women generally feel sympathy and an instinct to calm the infant. Men, on the other hand, usually feel annoyed, but both fathers and mothers can become exasperated by constant misbehavior. Mothers, because they often have to deal with it all day long, and fathers, because they are expected to deal with it the moment they arrive home from work. In addition, sometimes a child's voice can grate on your nerves. You may have a child whose voice hits a certain high pitch that makes your blood pressure shoot up. Or it may be the complaining tone they use that causes all the muscles in your body to go tense. You are instantly upset. In that state of mind, you rise up to correct them. If you're very honest, perhaps you have a child whose habit of whining causes you to dislike that child. Maybe it is not just their tone of voice that causes the resentment. Their rebellious attitude or willful manner gets to you, and firm discipline only slowly seems to be making a dent. If so, you may find yourself becoming frustrated easily and not know what to do. Well, you definitely should pray for your child. At the same time, you need to be careful not to despise them. Jesus said, "Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven." Matthew 18:10. You may think, surely Jesus was just describing good, obedient, happy children. But do you suppose that the angels of whiny or misbehaving children don't see the face of the Father? Maybe something else that grates on you is how two of your children are always fighting. They never seem to get along, and you feel like calling them the sons of thunder. If they are not actually hitting each other, one is constantly teasing and reducing the other to tears. This is nothing new. Sarah saw Ishmael make fun of her son Isaac in Genesis 21:9. Or consider even the prophet Elisha. There came forth little children out of the city and mocked him. 2 Kings 2:23. The fact is, children can be mean, and for a prolonged period, life with your kids may be an ongoing drama of quarrels, crying, and misbehavior, interspersed with happy times. But through it all, God expects you to pray for your children in love. One day, James and John, who were called the sons of thunder, asked Jesus, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them just as Elijah did?" But Jesus answered, "You do not know what manner of spirit you are." Luke 9:54-55. While you must pray seriously about your children's behavior, likely they don't constantly give you joy like the Philippians did. You also should watch what spirit you are walking in. Be sure you are motivated by love, not frustration. It is only natural to be upset by disobedience, but consistent discipline and faithful prayer are the answer, not anger. If you keep a steady attitude and determine to discipline in love, the day will come when even trying children give you joy. God, I've had just about all the bad behavior I can stand for one day. Please, Lord, give me patience. Help me correct and discipline my children in love, not in anger. Help me avoid giving up on them. Lord, just as you don't give up on them, help me, Lord. Although it sometimes seems like you are moving extremely slowly in transforming my children with barely any change evident day after day, I trust that you are hearing my prayers and are at work. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.